It's working now, okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. So, he's saying, well, that blessed day come when Radhika Kali Kunja Charan. I wander in the Kali Kunjas of Vrindavan. Not any Kali Kunj, not where Gopis are playing or Sakas are playing. Wandering where Radharani and Krishna Gopis are playing. Because we wander and we visit places that are compatible with our sthayi rati. And we have preference for those. Like, for example, if someone's sthayi rati, permanent loving mood towards Krishna, is madhura rati, you won't find him going on a tirthayatra Balaji. You won't find him going on a tirthayatra Chitrakoot. You won't find him going on a yatra South India. Because his heart and mind and meditation and dreams and aspiration and highest attainment is Brajadam and visiting the Madhurya Lila Stalis of Vrindavan. So there's so much meaning in this one verse from different angles. You can take it in different directions. But there's many lessons we see in some places. People don't have a fixed objective in mind. They don't have a fixed objective. They don't have a fixed goal. Where are you going? I'm going everywhere. Okay, well, I get in a taxi, and the taxi driver says, where are you going? I'm going everywhere. Everywhere? I can't give me a name of a street. Everywhere, crossing, you know, nowhere, and ending at dead end and somewhere. So everything should be connected, otherwise you're not sthitadi, you're not nishta. You should be nishta in your ishta and nishta in your activities. Everything should be connected to Radha Krishna's praying statement and the kunjas of Vrindavan. Chai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. That's it. Not left, not right, not center, not back. There and there alone. But all this sidetracking and backtracking and going here and there, it's just diversion from the purpose of life. Everything we do should contribute towards our goal. The goal, the guy's goal is to make money. Everything he does and touches turns into gold. In the Bible, it's called the Midas touch. There's some Asian guy named Midas. He had some shakti. He had a sparse of money, fingers or something. You would touch something, it would turn into gold. Called the touch of gold. Midas, M-I-D-A-S. Midas touch. He was some Arab person described in the Bible. Maybe he's a sheik in Saudi Arabia now. They have all the gold and all the money. His wish became fulfilled. He's still doing his thing. Turning everything into gold. So I feel sorry when I see the condition of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya in this Kali Yuga. There's so much misdirection and misconception and confusion and bewilderment because of improper guidance, improper presentation, not clear presentation of the Tattva Siddhanta. You get 50 Gaudiya Vaishnavas, interview them, what is your goal, what is your objective? You get 50 different goals. Go to Jagannath Puri, go to Dwarka, go to Nachi, go to Ramchandra, go to Yodhya, go to Nrisingha Loka, Nrisingha Dev. It's like all kinds of bhavas, nothing to do with Jayarada Madhava Kunjavihari. Prabhupada never started a Bhagavatam Jaya Lakshmi Nrisingha Kunja Vihari, Jaya Sitaram Kunja Vihari, Jaya Nachi Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava. He said, what does that mean? It means something. What you always sing about is what you believe in. What you believe in is what you attain, and you work to attain that belief. So I see in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnava, there's all kinds of amazing activities go on. Very good activities. Good punya karma, different types of bhakti, vaidhi sadhana. But way off the mark of Raghunatha Bhakti, and way off the goal of Prema Bhakti in Vrindavan. Prema Bhakti in Vrindavan is only accomplished by following Vrishvasis like Subal, Sridham, Raktak, Patshak, Lalita Vishaka, Rupa Manjari, Nanda Baba, and Yashoda. Following them, visiting their lila stalis, reading their lilas, worshipping their murtis, everything to do with them. It's like somebody's a rock and roll fan. They're called groupies, or they used to be 50 years ago. I don't know what they're called now. But 50 years ago, as a teenager, they called groupies. When the Rolling Stones would come to New York City, then go to Connecticut, then go to Pennsylvania, so groupies would follow them. They go from city to city, following their favorite rock band. And like we have an Indian singer named Shreya Ghoshal. Shreya Ghoshal. She's in the popular music, Bollywood song type. She's touring Canada and America. And people follow her. She goes, she's got a great voice and she's a great performer. And you know they like it because it's Hindi bhajans. There's so many Indians around the world. So they have a whole train of people follow her. She goes twice and 500 people come on a train to the next city to see her concert. That's called groupie. So we should only visit the places that are connected to our sthirati. Every place is good to go. It's fun to see. It's fun to see something different. But go to the same place every time you're going out. You go to the same place for 50 years and see what happens. It's like that famous quotation which is floating around everywhere. Bruce Lee, right? You know Bruce Lee? Everybody knows in my heart. I'm not afraid of someone who's learned, who's practiced 10,000 different kicks, kung fu kicking. I'm afraid of that boxer, fighter, that's practiced one kick 10,000 times. So when he gets in a fight with someone, he only has to use one kick, and it becomes a lightning bolt to your jaw, boing, you're out. I watch fights on a YouTube with Bruce Lee or some descendant of Bruce Lee, a kickboxer guy. He's fighting the biggest, big black American boxers, like really strong guys, 6 feet, 2 meters, 6 inches, and the guy's like shorter than me. And like in 5 minutes, the guy hits him in the jaw with his heel and the guy's on the floor. And they put on the screen the particulars, Bruce Lee and Joe Patterson or whatever, and 6'5", 5'5", weight, 80 kilos, weight 200 kilos. Like a muscle, like a gorilla, you know. Yeah, you guys just, you shove a rally book. I saw about 10 points, this guy knocked everybody out in 1 minute. I'm surprised everybody's not afraid of the guy. But it's a good challenge. He was good. Put your money on him. But anyway, that's called fixation. Fixed, concentrated, objective defined, and refined and confined. My heart and mind are confined to my refined, defined objective. Like sometimes people say, what do you think of Manali Swami? He's really in the Radharani, he's in the Radhakuni, he's weird. He's really weird now. This is all Radha, 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 all this stuff. Very bad. So I think you got the point. So he said, the Sakya spring, when will I wander in these kunja gullies, Radhika Kili kunjas, I'll meditate on the sweet Madhurya Lila of Radha Sham, and as a result, I will eventually see them clearly before my eyes. We discussed that yesterday, how the progress, the step, the jnan krama, the steps of meditation, beginning with dharana, then dhyanam, And then we said it goes further, Jivana Smriti and Samadhi. The Samadhi has different levels, Sphurti, Visphurti, and Saksha Darshan. So he's describing the last point of meditation, last point of Lila Smaran is Saksha Darshan, divine drishti. With divine, with alokic drishti, with spiritual eyes, we have directly with these eyes we see Radha and Krishna. The eyes are given to us by Krishna's Yoga Maya Shakti. And everything we can, he says, when I'll meditate in these pastimes, I'll do Nam Sankirtan, Lila Smaran, Nam Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam, and I'll meditate on these Lilas and I will see them. As a result, everything will become clearly visible to me. Everything means the form of Radharani, the form of Krishna, the form of Sakyamantri, the form of the Kunja, and the flower bed, and everything they're doing together in their loving pastimes, in the Kali Nikunj, all the Rati Kali pastimes. So now he takes, now it's interesting, we're in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. Next paragraph, we go to Dwarka. Acharyas are amazing, actually. You have to be ready for a fun ride when you read the commentaries. Now he's talking about Dwarka and Brihadbhagavatamrita and a conversation between Uddhava and Narada Muni and a little boy from Govardhan named Gopa Kumar. A little innocent coward boy, doesn't know much, just knows Gopal. So he says here, Brihadbhagavatamrita, he doesn't quote the verse, but I looked it up. Hey, because he quotes the verse and not the reference number. And that's a minor detail. Editing overlooking, I guess you can say. So he describes how Narada Muni once told Gopakumar to go to... he met him in Dwarka and he told him to go to Puri. But Gopa Kumar was more eager to see his beloved Madan Gopal in Braj. So that was Narada Muni giving. So Uddhava was there also. Uddhava was much more connected with Braj than Narada Muni. So he said, hey, Devarshi, don't make this coward boy wander around anymore. Send him straight to Vrindavan. Why is roundabout way you touch your nose, just go like this. So. What's your idea? What's your conception? What's your mati to send them to Puri? There's some discussion about that. So then he quotes this verse from Brihadbhagavatamrita, part 3, chapter 5, verse 242 and 243. So Narada Muni says, Uddhava speaking to Narada Muni for the benefit of Narada Muni, the enlightenment and promotion of Narada Muni's conception and the satisfaction of the heart of the Bhakta Gopakumar. Like Krishna says in Gita 10th chapter verse 9, Machita makada pranas bodhiyantas prasra katayantas tamanicha tushanti charamanticha tushanti charamanticha. Satisfaction and bliss. Please. B-L-J-E-E-E. Please. You take this mantra, you chant this old mantra, you experience chance of bliss. $150, please. I'll give you a discount. I'll give you 99. Oh, Devarshi, listen. Great souls, Mahatmas, become very humble when they visit Vrindavan, Boma Vrindavan, this Vrindavan. And they always, when they get there, they always develop love for Krishna while living there. It seems, although when the saints are moving in Vrindavan, that the Vrajavan, the Yamuna, garage are all empty. Thus they search for the Priya Priyatam with a burning heart in separation, constantly lamenting, alas, alas, where is my Priyaji, where is my Priyatam? Where is my Priyaji Radha? Where is my Priyatam Shyam? Alas, because they're not here, they were here 5,000 years ago. Gopal Kumar lived a few hundred years ago. He couldn't find his Gopal. He went to Gokul, he couldn't find his Gopal. He came to Govardhan, he couldn't find his Gopal. So he was very dukkhi, sad. Gopal Kumar's heart was completely pure, and when he came to Braj following Uddhava's order, he swiftly attained the mercy of his Priya Thakur, Madan Gopal. So I want to read that actual verse from the Brihadbhagavatamrita and the commentary. There's a nice little interlude discussion here. This, of course, as I said, this place takes place in Dwarka. Buddha is there, Gopal Kumar is there, and Narada Muni. So first, before we discuss these verses 243 and 244, we're going to back up to set the mood here. This verse, Narada, they're taking turns giving teachings to Gopal Kumar. Narada Muni's teaching and Uddhava Mahasaya are teaching. So Narada is explaining here, because Narada Muni wrote 108 names of Radharani. He had a good connection with Radharani. So he says in chapter, part 3 of Brihadbhagavatamrita, chapter 5, text 233. Sri Radhika Bhagavati. Where's our Bhagavati? She's there. Sri Radhika Bhagavati Kwachit Ikshyate Chet. Prema Taranubhavam Rishati Murtiman Sa. Very simple Sanskrit. It says Radha Bhavati. Like we have Bhagavan Krishna, we have Bhavati Radharani. Bhavati is the name for Radharani. It's also Durga, but that's in the Mahamaya world, and we don't work in the Mahamaya world. We move and work and serve in Yogamaya world. So our Bhagavati is Radharani. So Bhagavati Dasi means Radharani Dasi. Radhika Bhagavati Kwachit Ikshate. If somehow or other is this Bhagavati, divine Ishwari named Radhika, is seen, then one will have an anubhav, one will have a direct experience of seeing the Prem Murti Man, which means the form of Prem. I mentioned that a couple of days ago. I asked how you get Prem, and everyone said chant holy name, and Guru Kriba, make sweets for the Gurudev. Different thing. Whatever works, do it. But the answer we gave was, you know, I said, what's the easiest way to get praying? I said, what's the easiest way? One person said, Guru Seva. That's also correct. And what's the best way to chant Hare Krishna? That's also correct. But the more correct, the more, I said, easier than those things. It's hard to make a sweet. It's hard to chant Hare Krishna. But just get the darshan of Radharani, praying Murti Man, Radhika Bhagavati. Then, darshan karo. The next question is, how do you get the darshan? You have to listen to the class. We talked about that. I'm not giving a rewind on that one. So Narada Muni tells us and Gopal Kumar, if ever you meet the Bhagavati Radhika, then you will see Prem in person, Prem Murtiman. If Radharani speaks about Prem, where does Radharani speak about Prem? Smart girl. What she said?
Prem Samputa.
What she said.
What did you think?
Oh no, what Radharani said in Prem Samputa, I thought like
that. What did Radharani describe in Prem Samput? She described what is Prem. Obviously. And that's in her heart, and her heart's compared to a treasure box. Secret treasure box means Samput. So Radharani opened the treasure box to her heart and to describe what is Prem to this cheater. This cheater disguised as Gandharvi, Sham Gandharvi, was Krishna in disguise as a lady from Gandharva Loka. That's why Vishnu is already. So if she ever speaks about praying, and she does in praying some food, then, only then, you can hear the truth about praying. Because they say it takes one to know one. You want to know what it means to be an artist, and what color, how to think of colors and design and movement and flow and theme, all that kind of stuff. You have to be an artist to know, or talk to an artist to get some idea. There's college courses called Art Appreciation Course, 101, 201, 301. They teach in college. So Radharani, only Radharani, you can hear the truth about praying. I mean, the full absolute truth. Then you can hear it if you're able to understand it. That's a little one of those if things. So what's the commentary? I don't know. I can't vouch. This is not Goswami's teacup. This is a little bit of a drawback from this book, because in the introduction it says, these commentaries are basically Snan Goswami's Tika on his own book, Brihadbhagavatamrita, but they're also mixed with the editor and translator, Sriman Gopi Pranandana. They're good, but we like to be able to separate what's from the six Goswamis and what's from this Das great devotee, but there's some difference. So Narada Muni hardly has the adhikar to describe the nature of the gopi's love. Because he didn't hear Brahma Gita, Uddhava heard Brahma Gita. He didn't see Radharani crying in separation, Divyamad Mahabhav. Narada Muni didn't see that, but Uddhava saw Radharani crying in Vira Bhav from Krishna. From Krishna, great separation, opening our heart and reaching the highest level of divine love and madness of separation, called Divyamad Mahabhav. So Narada Muni can't reach very close to understand the nature of the gopi praying. Even with great endeavor, Narada could say something. But Gokumara's heart is not yet prepared to realize it. Why not? This requires some thinking. Hello, good morning, wake up brain. Because Gokumara's stirati is what?
Sakirati.
Sakirati is the experience of five components of Bhav. Sakirati, coward boy love for Krishna. And this Gopi Prem is a product of Madhurati, Shringarati. So it takes one to know. So Gopi Kumar is not prepared to realize. Never. What is Srika Narada Muni? What's Narada Muni Stirati? Dasyarati. Narayana, 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 Narada Muni Bhajanarina. Radhika, Ramana. Only in Brajmanda, when Narada Muni stayed in Narada Kund and wrote Bhakti, Narada Bhakti Sutras, that's the only time his Veena vibrated Radhika Raman. As soon as he left Brajmanda, the Veena is automatically tuned. It's like a Casio, you know. Yeah, you press the button and it plays by itself, violin music. So as soon as he left here, it stopped chanting Radhika Raman and started chanting.
Narayana.
I met Bhagavad sometimes, when I get the sixth canto, talk about Jamil, and we sing this kind of bhajan. It's really funny. Narayana, they love it, because the Vrijvasis, they're lovers of Radha Krishna, so they kind of make it fun, you know. They're like playing with Narayana Devi, like a toy ball, you know. Narayana. They play harmonium, and all the guys sing chorus, so it's really quite humorous. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So he could understand too much. So if Govind Kumar were to meet a person who possesses that love, not that Govinda, unlike Narada Muni who's teaching him, then Narada Muni could perceive Govinda directly as Uddhava Mahasaya, who's in Dasyarati and Sakyarati, was able to perceive Govinda Madhurya Rati Radharani by being in association with the Premurtiman Radhika Bhagavati. Very logical, systematic commentary. So, if he could meet Radharani, she could explain the truth about her love for Krishna. How amazing that would be. What a rare meeting that would be. We have darshan Radharani, and you ask her, can you explain what is your love for Krishna? And of course, that's the subject of praying Samput by Vishnu Sarvati, but that's the only thing that she has more to say about love than that. She has so many things to say about love. When you read Madhyan Leela or go into Leela Amrita, there's Guna Kirtan, where Radharani engages parrots in glorifying Krishna's qualities. And it's Rup Kirtan, Rup Mahima Kirtan, and Guna Mahima Kirtan. Engages a parrot in glorifying Krishna's beauty and form, and indirectly glorifying his love. So Radharani reveals her intense attachment and love for Krishna, and not just in teaching the parrot, because actually, in his essence, Radharani is glorifying the beauty of Krishna. Oh, parrot, say Krishna like this. And say he's like this. So who's speaking? Radharani is speaking. It's just like a prop. It's a prop. It's like a dramatic effect. Make the parrot say it. I'm not saying it. He's saying it. But Krishna's not paying attention to what the parrot says. He's paying attention to what Radharani says. Wow. She really likes me. That's so sweet. Govinda Lila Amrita's got so many layers and layers and layers. Like these fancy Russian cakes they make in ISKCON, you know. It's top of a layer of crushed coconut and then some kind of toffee cream thing, and then there's six different layers, six different kinds of filling in each layer, and it's fluffy and crazy. I mean, these cakes look like they came from Vaikuntha or something. The big cakes, you ever see? Somebody bought me one for my birthday. He says, a Russian cake. You bought it from Russia? No, it's ISKCON. I call them, that's what they call them. This is LA guy. It's called Russian cake. Okay. Sounds like Russian. Pretty good too. Anyway, that's a side point. Don't get distracted. So that's the way he says, you can meet Radharani directly, she can explain the truth, the praying, Krishna praying Tattva. Gopakumara will only be able to learn the mysteries of this most exalted science of praying by seeing them for himself in the person of its original teacher, Srimati Radharani. He'll have Anubhav. Gopakumara will have Anubhav. Anubhav means direct experience of Prem Anubhav by hearing from meeting Prem Murtiman Radharani, Bhagavati Radhika. So that's kind of the introduction to Uddhava's teachings to Gopakumara later. He takes up where Narada Muni leaves off and goes a little further. The Sriya Bhagavatam is the same chapter 5, part 3. This is a verse that, this is all connected, this citation from Sriya Bhagavatam in the commentary, Tika Ananda Swami. This is a translation, different translation to the same verse. It's a little more elaborate, a little more exact to the Sanskrit also. Very good translation. For the most part, the translation of Gopi Pranatan is quite good. It's very good, actually. There in Gokul, this is Uddhava describing to Gokulvasi, Gopakumara. And basically, he's actually illuminating Narada Muni. Uddhava is the guru of Narada Muni, although Narada Muni is a big acharya of the universe. He's one of the Dvadasa Mahajans described in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam by Yamaraj Maharaj. What's that verse? Swayambhur.
Narada
Swayambhur. Prahlada Janaka Bijan. Kumara Kapila Manu. Thank you. This great acharyas and teachers of Vaishnava truth throughout the universe. Janaka, Maharaj Janak and Yamaraj also. Yamaraj is speaking the verse, citing all the great acharyas, Shiva, Swayambhuva Manu, Brahma, Narada Muni, etc. So Narada Muni is a great acharya. But he's not as big a acharya as Uddhava. But Uddhava knows Vraja Prem Tava, he knows Gopi Bhav and Gopi Prem. So therefore he's teaching that. So now Vrishvasi is teaching Narada Muni. Not Vrishvasi per se, but one who's aware of Vrindavan, Uddhava Mahasaya. He's not born in Vrindavan. So he said, the translation of this verse, and it's cited in the verse 139, Varara Sunidhi, by Nathasi, third part of Sriya Bhagavatamrita, chapter 5, 242, 243. This is the second translation. So he's speaking of Gopakumara and Narada Muni. In Gokul, the pure devotees always feel humility. Dainyam, dainyam. They feel dainyam and prema, they go together. You can't have prema without dainya, you can't have transcendental dainya without prema. Dainya means utmost humility. The pure devotees in Gokul, Vrinda, the pure Vrishvasis, in other words, Shud Vrishvasis, Vaishnavas, they feel humility in praying for Krishna. And that mood of love and humility, they have darshan of Brajavan. And what do they see? They see the van, the nadi, the rivers, the hills, as if they're empty wilderness. Like ghost town, no one there, nothing there. These devotees, Their mouths are filled with cries of lamentation. Beloved. And their hearts are burning in absolute grief as they always search for their beloved Krishna. Or Radharani or both. So the commentary says, the moon of Gokul will help Govakumar in quickly achieving his desired goal. What is his desired goal? Wake up, Jack. He is Sakirati. What's his goal? Coward boy Krishna. Doesn't take too much brain to put that together. Say less, think more. So he wants, that's what his desired goal is. His desired goal is our darshan of Ishadevata. Who is Ishadevata? Gopal. Gopal Govindaran Srimati Sudan Giridhari Govindas Madanamaha. Shamakanda Radhakun Giri Govardhan. Kalanija Munajaya Jaya Mahava. So how you get that goal? By developing. What did he say? He said, the mood of Gokul. The mood of Gokul is being described in this verse. The mood of Gokul, Gokul Vasis, Rishvasis, Vaishnavas, what do they do when they live here? So it's the mood of the Gokul. The mood of Gokul is desperation, separation, lamentation, searching, crying, begging. So that kind of mood, that kind of bhav, that humility, dainya bhav, that kind of utkantita bhav, with great eagerness searching, and vilap bhav, great lamentation and separation, will quickly bring you to your desired darshan. Their mouths cry, filled with tears and cries out of lamentation. Their hearts burning in complete grief, always searching for Radharani, always searching for Krishna. All because in Vrindavan, all the rivers, mountains like Govardhan, and lakes and meadows are all ornamented and decorated with the pastimes of Nanda Nandan. Devotees who live in Vrindavan are always in agony. Seva is bliss? Or Seva is agony? What is it? Seva is bliss or Seva is agony? If you're living in Vrindavan doing Seva, it's agony. Devotees living in Vrindavan are always in agony, searching for Nanda Nandan and the nectar of seeing him. All the ingredients of humility, therefore, are at hand, easily at hand, and this means that pure love can quickly grow to maturity. So pure Krishna praying grows in the field of humility. There's a word in Greek which comes from Roman Latin called humus, H-U-M-U-S, humus. Humus means earth, it means fertilizer, like when you put it on the ground, that's called humus. And the humus is the base of the word humility. The Latin mool of the word humility is humus. Humus means earth. So being humble means being close to the earth. Srinada P. So you should be lower than the straw in the street. The straw is lying on the ground. You have to dig a hole under that straw and live there. They can't sleep on a straw bed. The straw bed's nice. You got to dig under the straw and make your bed in the dirt. That's humility. So this is readily at hand. The ingredients of humility are readily at hand in Brajadam. What does that mean? I mean, if you're puffed up and proud, come here and stay for a couple of years and see what happens. You'll get knocked down to size. Ta, ta, oh, One guy was here from Lithuania. He was initiated by Baba. He was really puffed up and proud. He was smart, very smart guy. That's a problem sometimes. Being too smart can get you in trouble. It isn't good for Vox Populi to be too proud. The popularity of people. So he, Brijvasis noted him. They didn't like his bob. Specifically Rajkunvasis. So they were waiting for an opportunity to teach him some humility. The ideal time to teach humility is called dual holy. You know what dual holy is? Don't know? Holy means holy, hey, brain say holy, hey, throwing colors. That's fine because see the Purnima or Vasan Panchami to Guru Purnima. But dual holy is the day after Guru Purnima. Because Guru Purnima is the holy is reserved for Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. India is actually a very strict conscience, caste conscience. The day after holy is reserved for the bungies and street sweepers. So what, do they use throw colors? No, they throw stool, mud and stool from the gutters. So they said, they said amongst themselves, this chap from Lithuania needs to experience dual holy. Maybe it'll make him a little humble. So when holy came along, they caught about 10 guys caught him and put his head in the sewer. And picked up cups and they held them down, picked up cups, gave a stool abhishek, pancham stool. And that didn't help his pride too much. About a week later, left Rajkun, sold his little kutia, a little tiny kutia here, sold the kutia, hasn't been back in 10 years. It's called the dual holy treatment. Like mud packs, you get mud baths, you know. Naturopathic cure, you get a mud bath, feel real good and all nice. I had it done, it's pretty good. Mud facts, head to toe, you know. Dries out and you wash it off and put herb oil and all the stuff. So fortunately didn't send any WhatsApp pictures to anybody. We didn't get any darshan of that special abhishek. But we heard about it from him, because I knew him, and Brijvasis, we heard more glories of that. So that's what I said, one way or another, Vrindavan will make you humble. That's the extreme humility teaching, Dainya Shiksha. So I wouldn't wish that on anyone, but be careful. It comes every year. You're no lucky number may come out. Do. Gorbility, Okay, let's put this back here. So we'll go on with the commentary. Holy. I remember what Shokyar told me when he first moved in his house in 2004. He said, do you know what dual holy is? I said, no. Because I was waiting until Purnima to come out of my cave, you know. I was like, 40 days inside, setting out for sun, he comes back purple green. I said, not going out. I'll have my holy here. I wasn't cars swimming around too. Okay, good. So I said, I said, don't you know what today is? No, what today? Holy's over. No, today's a special holy. To holy? What's that? Oh, okay, one more day. Vrindavan has a lot of surprises for those that don't know. So many people in ISKCON, they're hiding out in Ram Reggie for 2 weeks, you know? And OMAX and NRI and all the hideouts they have, the Rukmini Har, all these occasional guns, all these hideouts. They stay in our hideouts for 2 weeks. And after Purnim, they go to Lag Bazar. The first holy place you have to go is Lag Bazar, you know? Show your respect to Ganga Prasad, Gangotri. So they got big pots of money, you know. They go down there and they go to the Bunga colony and they find out about humility program. Dull holy, watch out. I met many people, some really governors of mine were really puffed up. They got good to everything has an adjustment. Rasmundo is a living entity, has consciousness, knows the past, present, and future, everybody here. Knows how Vrindavan is unique, like in movies they have a guy called Exterminator. He takes a machine gun and finishes you off. But here we have the Eliminator. Brunch is not, it's the Eliminator. It eliminates all your bad qualities. All your pride, anger, lust, everything, it all comes out. Finish. I just went once that festival. There's one festival in Rajmanda, all of Rajmanda celebrate because we're the same kind of Tamagos Mahavira. You know. It's called Chichi Mahotsav. Chichi Mahotsav. You know, Mahotsav means big celebration. Music, dance, food, friends, family, lots of smiling, music, everything great. So what's Mahotsav? What's Chichi? Chichi is a day you should have washed the diapers at Gopal. And Chichi is what gets inside the diaper. Chichi is rich body for baby food. I'm sorry. That's a bit of my craziness. You thought I was crazy. You live in Vrindavan, you come to Rajmahal, you'll be 10 times crazier. Like one mom finally came and said, I want a donation. I said, what for? I'm going to celebrate a festival coming up. I said, what's that? Chichi Mahotsav. Well, what's that? He told me. I said, how much do you need? 5,000 rupees? How much do your diapers cost? I mean. I said, where is the little story? where is the little story? Where is this festival commemorating that Lila, this Lila story? Like Rama's birthplace to commemorate Rama for the Gaudiya Vaishnava. But he set some villas near Gokul, you know, on the banks of Yamuna. It's his Chichi Gaon. Mama Grah, Basari Grah, Chichi Gaon. Forgive me, I'm sorry, but I'll just tell it like it is. Yeah, the sense of humor, you go crazy. If you're neutral, kind of smile. You know, anyway, everybody has a different bob, you know. That's what makes it nice. You know, you can go to a public swimming pool, see a different kind of bob. See a different kind of bob is. Guy's got a Speedo bathing suit on. He's going up to the high dive center. Sorry, I was supposed to take a picture, I guess. I don't know. He turns around back with his toes on the diving board. Sees everybody's looking, okay, good. Boom, and he goes a triple gainer. And if he goes to jackknife in, you know, And everyone's supposed to clap. No applause, but he's imagining everyone's clapping his hands. So there's another guy at the end of the pool, sitting on the pool, not even in the water, with his feet dangling inside. And there's another guy in the kiddie section, it's only 1 foot deep. And the guy's doing laps. I mean, public swimming pool is a lot of bobbers. That's like Rajmundo. There's so many Stiratis and Gonaratis and Mukiratis. It's like a kaleidoscope of Prem and Ras and Bob. I think we'll have to finish this commentary tomorrow. This was a little extended commentary on this one. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.